Speaker 1.
Classical music's often seen as old-fashioned, and though there's people everywhere who go to concerts, and some classical musicians are big-name stars, it doesn't really excite young people that much. They prefer pop music or more modern stuff. But the truth is, it's hard to interpret complex music, even with the best teacher in the world, unless you start training early on in life. Luckily for me, I came to this conclusion myself when I was in my early teens, and when I said I wanted to become a classical guitarist, my parents rather reluctantly went along with the idea and bought me some lessons. Since then, I've played almost every day.
Speaker 2.
I bought my first classical recording aged 14. It was a violin concerto by a Russian composer. Although my school had a strong arts focus, I had no particular interest in classical music till one day when I heard a big rock star going on about the most exciting piece of music ever written. Being a fan of his music, I felt I had to hear it. By the third listening, I was convinced he was right. What's more, I found I really had an urge to play the violin myself and found myself a teacher. Despite my dad's complaints about the noise I produced, I practiced every day at home. I've never looked back.
Speaker 3.
At my school, I was made to learn the recorder, and I had to practice every day. The sound I produced was so dreadful that whatever piece of music I was supposed to be playing was hard to recognise, despite all the efforts made by our music teacher, who'd actually been quite a famous musician himself when younger. It took a while, but I recovered from that and got to know the work of some of the top composers, thanks to my uncle. That got me excited enough to beg to have piano lessons when I was about 12. After that, everything just took off. Now, here I am, getting quite well known as a concert pianist.
Speaker 4.
At school, our music teacher tried to get us into classical music without much success. He just seemed to go for the most unexciting pieces. It was me who noticed classical music turning up in movies, cartoons and stuff. Like, I remember one day hearing a really famous classical piece being played on a commercial trying to attract young kids to some fast food place. You'd think things like that would be enough to put anyone off classical music. But they had the opposite effect on me, encouraging me to want to learn to play and seek out a good teacher, which is what I did, much to my mum's amazement, I remember.
Speaker 5.
Although my dad had taught me to play the flute at an early age, I didn't get interested in learning to play classical music then. I wasn't willing to try and understand it and didn't realise you have to do that in order to enjoy it. As a kid, I wanted something that made me jump and got me going, made me feel happy or enthusiastic, so I resisted the efforts of my teacher to introduce me to classical music. She got there in the end, though, by sheer persistence, convincing me that there's great excitement to be found in the joy of playing something difficult and doing it well.
Now play the recording again. That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.